Mr. Governor Connolly's on the line.
Thank you for the president.
Yes.
Okay.
Johnny?
Yes, sir.
Well, have you counted your money?
No, I've been working today.
Oh, now, you don't really go down there and work, do you?
No, I didn't work much down there, but I'm back in Austin and been to office all morning. Got to go make a speech here today.
Where are you going?
I've got to speak to the Research League.
I thought that you were going to stay in Floresville 3 or 4 days.
Oh, I couldn't. I'm going to try to go back down there tomorrow or tonight, but I've got a speech at noon and appointments all afternoon.
I'll be damned. Well, now, when's the best time for us to get together? I was going to invite myself to come look at your ranch, or I was going to invite you to come here. Lady Bird said, did he invite you? And I said, no.
Well,
she said, well, you better quit inviting yourself.
You're invited.
And I said that I understood that. This worked out about 25 years ago, but
I would like for y'all to come down there tomorrow if you
Well, that's a good, that
could.
Might be a good thing if it's. We ought to talk. I got to talk about the White House staff and
then. Yeah, I'll come up there, but I'd love to come down there. It's a lovely house, and I really want you
to see, she won't take any servants. She won't do any fixing up. If you just have a can of beans and a sandwich, so we'll do it, and we'll come for lunch if that suits you.
That'd be wonderful.
And we'll get there, and we'll call you in the morning before we leave, or wherever you are, and if you decide for some reason or other you don't want to go, call, and we'll make
no,
it another day.
Sir. No, sir. We're going down there either tonight or early in the morning, and be there Saturday and Sunday.
Well,
and,
I may just stop off.
If y'all would come down, we'd just be delighted.
I may just stop off San Antonio, let them work on the tooth I got, and then get on down there about lunch and come in my little plane.
That'd be wonderful.
I just start can't land there, can you?
No, sir. I don't think they'd let you land there.
Yeah.
It's 4,200 feet, but they wouldn't let you land there. Air Force wouldn't, and Secret Service wouldn't. But your little plane, you land, I've landed there in the F-27 and so forth. But
you know anything else?
No, sir.
Everybody's just
jubilant.
Texas is pretty happy, isn't it?
Oh, they're tickled to death. Everybody's just jubilant. Really are. Everybody's damn proud. They don't know what to do.
Mike Maroney just called me. We're getting in a big fight over the leadership. Who's going to succeed Humphrey? And there's just really nobody that's got the balance between the North and the South. It's kind of a problem. That's why I managed to be leader. And Smathers would normally be entitled to it, but he votes against the president all the time, although he's my friend and he's the best one.
Yeah.
He doesn't stay there. He's off playing around and golfing and won't work at it. Russell Long's a loyal friend of mine, but Louisiana went overwhelmingly against us, so all the liberals are mad about that. Although he fought like a dog and he's a little captious and gets drunk. So he's a problem. I think Dick Russell's indicated him. He's supported. Now, Mike Maroney calls. He's never really been our friend. He's been kind of like Albert Gore.
He curves
the man that was on our team. He wants it. Joe Clark's kind of backing him. Howard Cannon would be ideal, but he's just got a 100-vote lead, and they don't even know whether he'd be there or not. And the Bobby Becker thing's messed him up a good deal. I don't know.
If you could work Smathers, he'd be the best one, even though he occasionally votes against you. But, of course, Monroney's never been your friend. That's the only hell of it. He'd be for you, I guess, on most of your program, though. But God, you just don't have anywhere else to go.
Monroney's not balanced either.
No, Smathers
is pretty well balanced.
Yeah. I just don't think you can depend on Monroney. I don't think he's got the stability.
No, he's very much like Gore. He's a rat.
Yeah. God, you couldn't go with Gore.
Pastore, everybody likes him, but he's awfully liberal, and I'm, even though our Southerners didn't, some of them didn't go with us, I still got to depend on their judgment, and they have a better feeling with a lot of this stuff, and I do. I guess I just ought to call Russell and tell him he better try to make up his mind, and he's got 11 Southern states, and he would lose Yarborough, and he would lose Gore, and he would lose probably Bass, that's three, probably lose four, he'd start with 18. He's gonna have 68 or 9, and we'd have to have 15 more. He'd get Hayden always.
Might probably get Montoya.
Don't think of the Bible's not temperamentally suited for it.
No.
Harrison Williams is not temperamentally suited for it. You have to watch, because Bobby will be running, you know, for
Carol. That's right. Muskie's not.
They're talking about Muskie and Hart. Neither one of them are really.
No.
And it would be loading it pretty heavily with Catholics.
Yeah.
Muskie or Hart, or there's no other real Southerner. Hart or Spartan.
Spartan couldn't, Hill couldn't, Jordan couldn't, Irwin couldn't, Johnson couldn't. Northwest Tennessee, Kentucky, you know. Don't have anything. What about Simon?
Not a very good man on the floor.
No.
Not nearly as good as Monroney is on the floor. And,
well, I think you might try with Smathers. I don't know. I don't know whether you carried Florida. Smathers is a pretty popular fellow. He would balance it better than anybody else just on the face of it. And then of course, I don't know whether additional responsibility would sober him up or not. But God knows he fought like hell. Tried to help, but I guess they'd be mad at Louisiana. Fulbright couldn't, McClellan couldn't, Mississippi's out. Hey, you just don't have a whole lot of choice except.
Fulbright would be a good man, though, if he'd do it.
Yeah, I don't know whether he'd take the time.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. He's chairman of foreign relations.
He wouldn't have the time to do it. I don't think he'd have, he wouldn't neglect foreign relations, I don't think. I would, well, Pastore's a Catholic, too.
The wise thing would be for Mansfield to have Smathers and then move in Monroney for the whip and go into the bottom place.
And if you can get some help out of Harris, and you ought to be able to get some help out of him, just indirectly, he might help you with Monroney if Monroney was whipped, but I sure as hell would hate to see him in the top spot. Because he's kind of an emotional and erratic fellow, as you say. He just ought not to be there. And he gets difficult at times.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
I told him I had no objection, and I couldn't get involved in it. That's what I told each one of them. Nobody's asked me to, so Well, this doesn't indicate any desire for it. I don't much imagine he does have. They're going to get, the liberals, though, with this victory, going to get awfully hard to handle.
Yeah.
They're already purging and raising hell. And
yeah.
I rather think they've got some merit to a fellow like John Bell Williams that just announces the whole ticket and denounces the president and affirmatively makes speeches for Goldwater.
Yeah.
I don't believe he ought to go into a committee chairmanship of another party any more than Thurman. He ought to be like Thurman. And McCormick and them feel that there are two of them, Watson of South Carolina and Williams of Mississippi, because he's a vicious, mean fellow that even Eastland can't even talk to. He lost that arm, and that's always... But they think they ought to just make them independents and give them minor committee assignments. But the press will play it up as purges, and it's not purge, it's really a disloyalty on their part. They quit the party, we didn't run them out. One thing I guess they could use if the boy did it is one and only. Carl Albert's already got one house now and have both of them, but of course they couldn't. They said that about me and Rayburn.
Yeah.
Monroney's very anxious for me to appoint Bud Wilkinson to the CAB. He says he's popular, that he'll be there 2 years from now when I'm not on the ticket. That he, Monroney, acted a damn fool and told him it, as his friend, he didn't want him to beat Edmondson. He's trying to be loyal to him, and he told him he better stay out of the primary. He ought to run. He ought to run as a Republican because he thought that he'd beat Edmondson. He wanted to be loyal to him. That he's the one that caused him to be a Republican. He wasn't really a Republican. Said he ran a clean, decent race, didn't get mean with anybody, and they have a Republican vacancy, and he's a legitimate Republican. He said that he thought he could get him to take it, and that he'd check with American Airlines. They thought he'd be a hell of a good man. And I believe he does have the image of being a clean man and a good appointee. I'm just going to have a murderous job on this power commission. They already just murdered me, and Vermont went 70% for me, and the governor says that man's got to be reappointed. All the gas men are against him and just fighting against him.
Yep.
All the other people are fighting for him, and all the propaganda is worse than the old thing. We just going to gut ourselves when we go. I rather think what we ought to do is try to find some young man that's objective and judicious and fair, and maybe balance him off with this fella, and even though our gas people get mad, but I hate to remove the guy because it looks like I'm trying to take control for the industry. And maybe try to have a talk with him and ask him not to be a crusader, and maybe not try to reappoint Swidler when he comes up, because on the other hand, I really have no candidates, John. They don't come up with a good, clean candidate. Generally, folks of the old, worn-out, industry-owned people, everyone that we processed, we've looked at them from Ohio and Pennsylvania and every place. And what we need is a fellow with your image, you see, that's...
I think you ought to look again at this fellow Bird in Kansas. You carried Kansas. Bird's a damn good man, and he's smart as hell. He's no crusader. He's been on that commission, and I think he's probably one of the best informed men in the United States.
Now, he's been on the Regulatory Commission of Kansas.
Yeah, he's a Republican.
What's his name?
Bird.
What's his given name?
They call him Dick. I'll get you all the background on him.
All right, they ought to.
I know him, and awfully good man, and I'll have the dope for you tomorrow.
How old is he?
I would guess 42 or 3.
That's
maybe 45.
Good. That's good.
But he...